Green's mother, Roxanne, says she has little faith in the legal system after the appellate court in Rochester released Dwight DeLee on probation last week.
I can't believe you can kill somebody, get sentenced for it, and then all of a sudden you're free. You're free. Just with a gun charge. Come on. And I'm beating myself up about it every day now. Where is the justice? It makes me not believe in the system at all. I don't trust none of them.
The appellate division of the state Supreme Court ruled by a vote of 4-1 that the jury made a mistake in finding DeLee guilty of a hate crime, but not guilty of simple manslaughter. The justices said the trial judge should have seen the verdicts were inconsistent and sent the jury back for deliberations. Mallory Livingston is a local attorney who founded the Syracuse Transgender Alliance, and she agrees the court let DeLee go much too soon.
There really isn't all that much confusion over this. It really is just sort of a technicality that the court applied a very narrow doctrine that shouldn't apply to this case, and then they just went off the rails.
Livingston calls the decision an outrageous development in the case and says it's clear the jury wanted to convict DeLee of the most serious charge, manslaughter as a hate crime. Regional director of the NYCLU, Barry Gawanter, says releasing Green's killer puts the safety of many at risk.
Attention needs to be paid to the safety of this family. Attention needs to be paid to the safety of the young transgender youth who feel more at risk because a murderer has been released based on a technicality.
Justice Erin Parodato was the lone dissenting judge on the panel that made Dwight DeLee a free man last week. She's expected within the next 2 months to decide if she will grant the Onondaga County District Attorney's request to appeal the decision. If Parodato accepts the motion, there is a chance DeLee could go back to prison. Maria Catanzari, WAER News.